Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now it's time for part two of In the Moment.
I want to talk about something that has plagued me in relationships in my life. And I'm curious as what your take will be as a woman on this. Joe Budden, rapper, podcasting now, once had a lyric that I always remembered where he said, I know that women will provoke you and get mad when it works. Obviously, pretty much saying that sometime in a relationship, a woman will do something to get you upset on purpose.
Yeah.
And then when you get upset, she gets upset that you're upset. Like, if you get upset, like, and you, let's say you don't talk to her now, or you want some, oh, wow, you really went there with me. Cool. Watch this. It becomes, why are you giving me this energy? What do you mean, why am I giving you this energy? You just purposely got me upset.
Yeah.
And hearing that, it was kind of funny to me because it triggered me. It was like, damn, I've gone through that in practically every relationship I've ever been in.
Yikes.
And so I called my guy, y'all know him, the mailman. And I was like, yo, have you
message.
Yeah, right? Package. I was like, you haven't been through this? Like, genuinely, sincerely. And he's like, oh my God, I used to go through that all the time. And I'm curious. One, I have two questions here. One, well, first, let's start here. Have you ever done this?
No.
You've never done this in a relationship. You've
like,
never
intentionally
pissed your partner off.
No.
Really?
I ain't never
Katie.
Not intentionally. Because I don't want no smoke.
For real?
I don't want no
smoke. I don't believe that. You got a pettiness to you when you need it. I don't believe that shit. But what you mean to tell me,
Hold on, never in your life.
I've done it. Like, you've never done
hold
this.
Hold on, let me think.
All right,
let me think,
okay, I'm going to let you think.
There was one time
where...
I did this once.
Okay. So all I'm saying is, right?
But it's when I knew where the relationship was headed, so it didn't matter to me.
You felt like it was already over? So you was in petty mode?
Yeah.
You know what? That's another thing I want to talk about. Why not just leave? Like, what?
I did.
No, but you got the pay off first.
Oh, it's so much more satisfying.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Payback is, you know. But I understand doing it every once in a while. It happens. We're human. But at the point where it feels like you're doing this consistently.
Oh.
I'm not bugging for thinking that's crazy, right?
No, that's crazy.
Now, here's my question to you. Genuine question. I was in a relationship. She was doing that to me. And I kind of got it because it was like, all right, I've done things that have hurt you. You've done things that have hurt me. It's a relationship, right? Like, that comes with all of them. Now, typically, if I did something that hurt her, it was because she figured it out on her own. I didn't, like, throw it in her face or I didn't do it intentionally. I was just being myself, and it upset her. And at that point, it's like, damn, all right, I got to adjust. But when you are doing things purposefully to piss me off, I asked her one day, because I'm truly interested in this question, like, if you're going to lie to piss me off, cool. But why have you never lied to help me?
What do you mean?
Like, if you would exaggerate a situation or lie about something just to see me upset, why wouldn't you do the same thing in times when it would actually help my confidence or help my ego? And when I asked him this, right, he said he fully believes it's because sometime in relationships, there are women who don't want you to have the level of confidence that you have. The ego that you have. So it's like I love you, but at the same time, I don't want you to think that you are something that will leave me. Does that make sense?
Ah, these insecure women. That's all we're circling back to. Okay. Yes, it makes sense.
So I'm just curious as to why do you think, and this don't even have to be a woman, I've just dated women. Like, people, men yeah. might do it too. I don't know, right? But for the people who, in relationships, will lie or exaggerate things to hurt you, but they won't lie or exaggerate things to help you, what is that?
I have a certain power over you. This is what I believe. Don't know fully, because I've never been that person who will consistently do that. I've been petty about something that I knew was going to hurt the person I was dating because I wanted to see what their reaction was going to be. Because I was like, how much do you really care? So if I do something you don't like, how much do you really care?
That is so toxic.
That I did something that you didn't like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was. And it was a toxic situation I was in that I did this in. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
Y'all was in there just trying to out-toxic each other.
Bah, 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 you know? Every day. And another thing. But those who consistently do it, and they're doing it to basically bring down the person they're with, but they would never do something that would uplift them based off of what they're doing.
Exactly.
I think that that is an insecurity from the person who's causing that pain and harm to their partner. And it's a power move. All right, I know what gets a rise out of you based off of what I do, which means that in some way, shape, or form, you still care about me and what I do. But if I uplift you too much, you'll start to realize who you are and who I think you're too good to be with me because of my insecurities.
That's insane to me.
So I'm gonna keep you at this level.
I got you.
Like that's wow. how I see it is.
Interesting. Have you ever been in an argument with someone and then y'all hung up and then you thought of another point you wanted to get off and so you called her back just to keep arguing?
I do it on audio message.
Wait, that's smart. Wait, because she can't respond? Yo, see, I don't even be thinking about that. I'm going to do that. But I always feel like if I do that, they're not going to listen to the message.
They will. You'll know, too.
Because I won't listen to it. If you send me a 4-minute audio message cursing me out, I'm not getting through 15 seconds of that.
The situation I was in, I would have never expected them to listen to it, but she listened to it.
Yeah, I feel like, see, I wonder how other men feel about this. This is why I wish Keon was here. Because I feel like women will always listen to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, more than men would.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to that.
Even out of curiosity, even if you like, this is stupid, out of curiosity, I'm like, what did they say?
For real? So if a man sends you an audio message, or a woman, and it start off with, like, something like, look here, bitch, I'm not going right, you would continue to listen?
Yeah, but I'm going to get defensive, though. Listen to it, though. Like, I'm
going to
be like,
you can't send her back.
Who you calling her, bitch?
See?
Uh-huh. And another, listen to it. And she's, no, she didn't just say this. Wait, what?
You're going to listen to the whole thing?
What, bitch? What? wait till I respond back to this.
Yeah, yes. There's no way.
I'm going to listen to the whole thing. Me personally, I will listen to the whole thing.
You're going to be steaming and then write her one back, just spitting onto your phone angry.
Because you're not going to one-up me.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to one-up me.
Yo, the level of toxic in today's relationships.
No.
It's hilarious, man.
Because I said what I said and I meant it.
All right, fine. Now, I got one more question for you in regards to toxic relationships.
Okay.
In my experiences, unfortunately, I have done what I call, here's the answer sheet. Here it is. I'm just going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you be in a relationship with somebody, and you got to learn how to love each other.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to make this work.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you don't have a partner who's wise enough to learn from the progression of the relationship, you have to teach them how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally have to teach them what works, right? Like if you have a partner, like, which I think this is a blessing. If you have a partner that learns you, it's as simple as touching the oven. And okay, that didn't work. That's hot. Don't touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
You think it'd be that simple, right? She don't like this. I'm not doing that no more.
Ever again.
Right. This is the way to get through to her. Okay. I could, right? If your partner don't just automatically do that, you have to literally give them the answer sheet. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying.
Yo, do this. Because you're not. Don't do that. Do this because you're not getting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my experiences of giving the answer sheet.
Oh, you do this every time?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Have you ever heard the joke of the apples with the little kid? You ever seen that video?
If Johnny has.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And if y'all haven't heard it, if Johnny has 5 apples and Susan gives him 6, how many apples does Johnny have?
Mm-hmm.
The mother is asking the kid this. And then the kid goes, 7. And she goes, oh, my God. I can't.
If Johnny has.
Right. And she's asking again. He gets it wrong again.
Right.
8. She's like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So then the dad goes, yo, you slapping the kid? You wild? Are you doing too much? Let me take it from here. This is me in the relationship. I'm the dad. Yo. So he says, look here, son. The answer is 11. If Johnny has 5 apples and Susan gives him 6, how many apples does he have? Boy said 9. Yo, all right. The dad was like,
you don't get it.
You dumb motherfucker. Like, then the dad lost his shit.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the answer. When you give somebody the answer
mm-hmm.
and they still won't do it,
mm-hmm.
is it love?
No.
Could it be, though?
No.
You don't think there's no way that could be love at that point?
How? Because if, and maybe this can be just me talking for me personally, because me personally, I'm going to learn the ins and outs of the person that I'm dating, and then I'm going to know what not to do and what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not slow. Majority of the time, I know what not to do and what to do. So if I do something that I know what not to do, I'm doing it on purpose, first of all. Speaking for me, for whatever reason I may have, I'm doing it on purpose.
Mm.
But say I may be a little slow and I didn't pick up on everything that I thought I could. And then the woman I'm with gives me an answer sheet. There's 2 forms. It's me and my being observant. And now I have a clear, definite answer of everything, a whole guide. If I fuck that up, it's because I don't want to. It's because I don't care.
Right.
It's because it's not love.
Failing the test with the answers right there is like, I don't understand it. I'd be lost.
That's a choice at that point. When you have 2 versions of it and you can.
Like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
You're choosing not to.
Like, yo, I don't like when you step on my shoes. And then you just come right out. Yeah. I didn't see them again.
These shoes?
Oh, those. Like, yo, all right. So, yeah.
It's I mean, spite.
I guess I was right then for not engaging in those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Say less.
Who's that?
All right, last reason I'm at. Katie, you said something to me the other day that has stuck with me for a little while now.
Oh.
And it was in regards to a conversation we were having. I won't go into the details, but you said it's because they don't feel like you deserve it. Remember that conversation?
No. Nope.
You don't have to.
Can't say I do.
Were we
drinking?
Knee deep.
Oh.
Knee deep in some tequila. That's when we have our best conversations.
Yes.
So, yeah.
The best truth comes out during that time.
Yes. You be dropping some shit. And normally I wake up the next day and have written down some notes of what we talked about and can't understand it. But this time, I knew what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting because I think you're so right in that people, a lot of people, man. And if you're this person, I just want to know why do y'all feel like it's possible for you to know what someone deserves if you have not been with them every step of their life?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in life today, you'll hear people look at somebody else's life, whatever it may be that they're doing, whether they came upon some success or they're just living their life, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of have this energy toward them. Because we already know about how I feel about not liking people you don't know. That's always been weird to me. I don't get it, but whatever. But I think you're so right in that people will hate on you. And I've heard people even say it, like, you don't deserve that. How do you know that? Like, how do you know someone else's story so well that you know what they deserve and don't deserve?
They don't. It's the entitlement that they feel as themselves, as that person that, I'm this, I'm that. They don't deserve whatever I think that I would deserve. Like, whatever the scenario will be, it's like, how dare they think they deserve that when I'm better than them?
Right.
You know?
And it's odd to me because it's funny. Like, don't you feel like if you deserved it, the universe would have given it to you?
Mm.
Right?
Not when you walk around with a certain sense of entitlement and privilege.
Exactly that. Because if you deserve it, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your Nikes on and just do it. If you want the same thing that person has over there, well, obviously they found a way to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you to tell them that they don't deserve it?
Right.
Go get it. Instead of sitting around hating or moping about what someone else deserves, go get it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yep.
And we out.
And now, it's time for In The Moment shoutouts.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit. Because I swear to God, you probably even closer than you think.
I thought this was funny. I thought this was interesting. And it was things about women in relationships. We talked about this on the big show, too. Mm-hmm. And I just want to read through some of these things, and I want you to tell me if these things apply to you, because you obviously were not a part of this break when we talked about it on the big show. So here are some quotes about what it's like to be in a relationship with a woman. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hair washing is something that needs planning for and has consequences if missed or overdone.
Oh, it does.
That's a fact?
Yes.
Okay. The fact that they take showers with boiling water, I'll occasionally try to be a little spontaneous with my wife and sneak in the shower with her. First, I must locate the shower because I can't see a foot in front of me due to all the steam. When I finally step in, I must use her as a human shield until she turns the temperature down.
It's the worst. We've talked about this one before.
Yes.
And it's happened to me. I'm not that person.
You don't
I'm
have
not
that.
Boiling water.
You're not that? No.
No, but my ex was.
Right.
And we were in the shower. I was like,
Yo,
and
no,
she's
I'm
like, what? What do you think? Like, this is fine. Like, this, I'm like,
See? Nah. And as a grown man doing that, you're in there screaming. Like, when it touched your skin, what is wrong with you? What part of hell are you from? Like, that's what I really wanted to ask.
She might have been the devil.
I'm telling you something. That's a red flag. It has to be. Pillows. Pillows are everywhere.
Oh, yes.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm like that, too.
I love good pillows.
Me, too.
I love a lot of pillows on my bed.
Yo, the size of pillows, though, that some women, yo, y'all are wet. Some of y'all got a pillow the size of a car. In your bed. The pillow the size of the bed.
The long one?
Yeah.
That's a good cuddle pillow.
Or the big rectangle joint, too.
Oh, no. Those I throw off the bed.
You like the long joints? You cuddle with the long joints?
Yeah, the long one.
On lonely nights?
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting. Why don't you have a life? Why? Wait. You be wrapping your legs around it? No, because you didn't think a joke was
Shut
coming.
Shut up, Mo.
You told your truth.
Shut up.
Yo, I can see you, too. You
just... Shut up.
Yeah, you just wrapped around a pillow. Look at you. I get it. I'm mad. Common areas which guests can see must be spotless.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Their personal space that cannot be seen by guests, absolute disaster zone. Is that true?
It depends on the day. Yes.
Okay.
Half the week, yes.
They never finish their drinks. I find 2 cups of half-drunken coffee scattered around the house multiple times a week until we run out of coffee cups.
Okay, I always finish my drinks, but one of my best friends, she's like this. She'll never finish her drink. She'll start one drink and then leave another drink. Like, she'll have multiple water bottles around her room. Mm. Like, one time, we were on FaceTime. I was like, girl, you have 6 water bottles at all different levels of water that you never finished.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you consolidate those bottles?
You could have. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? You got to write people names on bottles, too, when they come to your crib at this point. Because y'all just be out here wasting my water. Yep. Now I got to put it in the plants. Like, stop this. All right? If you open something in my fridge... Finish it. That's a rule. Mortal Kombat, whatever drink, you take out the fridge, right?
Yep.
Women have 1 million black hair ties and also none.
Oh, yeah.
That's a, no, you. Oh, Katie looked on her wrist
keep
for one.
On my wrist.
Now you ain't got it with you, see? Get this strap.
It's in my backpack. It's got to be in my backpack because I keep at least 3 on me.
Like, what is going to happen in a woman's life to where you have to have a black hair tie on your wrist?
A dance off, a battle. Who knows? For me.
Is this like when dudes used to wear basketball shorts under their jeans? Because it might go down.
Yes. You never know when you need to put your hair up. Even when I have my hair in a ponytail, I have to have a hair tie just in case this one breaks or a friend asks me for one. So I promise you, Mo, when you get in my car today, you will see at least 3 in the car. There's at least 2 in my backpack. And I always keep 1 on my wrist.
Wow. It's like, it's that serious. You just never know.
Prepared.
Like a game of Twister might pop off. You don't know.
Never know.
All right, I got it. Say less. Women are always either cold or hungry, sometimes both, never neither.
Okay, if they're both, then run.
Oh, yeah, I don't want no part of that. I'm all the way out of there.
Run.
Don't even worry about
it. But yes, that's a true statement.
I have no clue what tomorrow will bring, but my wife has the next 5+ years of our life together planned
she
out.
She sure does.
All right. Sometimes she will be scratching my back or scalp, and I think, hey, this is wonderful. I wonder what I did to deserve this. And then out of nowhere, I feel like I become the victim of 1,000 fire ants.
Why? Because it gets so deep?
Hell yeah. You ain't never had a woman that loved you that much to where she just be poking at your damn face, like, all the time?
But it's soothing to me. It's
soothing?
That put me to sleep.
Yeah, I like that kind of beauty pain. I don't, like, get your fingernails out of my cheek like this.
I love it when someone plays in my hair. Like, girl, play in my hair.
I ain't got no hair. Get it? Like, get off me.
But no, you do. So, oh, the like when guys have short hair, the little massages, you don't like that?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
That's not my favorite. That's not my spot. Okay. Be honest with you.
All right.
My wife pulls on the toilet paper roll like she's trying to start a lawnmower. Yo, where do the toilet paper be going with y'all? Where do, like, what's up?
Everything.
Okay. You know what? Don't want to know. I'm cool. Why are you looking at me like this?
Double wipe, triple wipe.
Okay.
And then use the actual wipes.
Y'all after have wipes?
After you use the toilet paper, use the wipes.
Yo, come on, fam. Because y'all be having a bidet, wipes, and toilet paper. So yeah. Why you need to use that much toilet paper?
Triple clean.
Okay. Long as you clean, so that matters. Oh, before we get off this real quick, they have new cloths out. Just saw this. It's called the 60-second shower wash. It's a single-use cloth. Apparently, you just wipe yourself down. Wipe me down. Boosie style. And you're done. Are you with it? Are you with the shower on the go? Single-use, 60-second shower cloth.
You see this melanin?
Yep.
We wouldn't do it.
Say less.
Who's next?
Speaking of melanin, boy, was she packing them up and getting them out of there. Caitlin Clark got me watching women's basketball. Like I had never had before.
All right.
Shout out to the queen. Yo, I was mad she didn't get the W, Katie. Part
I
of me.
I wasn't.
I know you wasn't. I know
Shout
you was happy
South
for South
Carolina.
Oh, man. Caitlin Clark is nice.
She is nice.
She had me watching women's basketball. I was loving it. I was there from front to the end.
As a solo, she nice. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a team.
She can't help a team.
I know. When she and got- this is why South Carolina is the best.
Undefeated. Hell of a season for them.
38-0.
Word. That's incredible. Shout out to the Cox. Mm-hmm. They boy, what?
We were talking about them.
We were talking about the Cox. That's honestly fun. All of them jokes we made about the Cox. I had no, first of all, I had no idea they were undefeated. I had clue that the Cox never been I had no idea that what? I'm just telling it's just my sports analysis. Katie. I didn't know.
I thought we left this humor at Blue Moon.
I did too. I did too until they won the damn finals. No. Boy, Caitlin looked like that's the biggest cock she ever came up against. They put up, boy, yes.
Blocked the shit out of her.
Shit out of here. Nah. But shout out to them. I think women's basketball was on fire
this
entire tournament. It was amazing to see. The whole LSU battle, the Gamecocks, Caitlin Clark, Iowa. She had 18 in the first quarter. That's when I was like, she's in trouble because I don't think she can keep this energy throughout the entire game. But I'm excited about the draft, and we'll see what happens. But I am officially here for WNBA basketball at this point.
Welcome.
Yeah, you got me, Katie. I'm here for the ride, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Who's next?
All right, shout out to my man that's running around having sex with cars.
What?
A man in North Carolina was arrested after he was caught having relations with an 82-year-old woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon. She'd been noticing damage to her car for several years, but he finally was caught in the act. Carolyn Taylor is the owner of the vehicle, and she had to explain to the police what happened, and they caught the man. He was sexing her 2008 Toyota Avalon, Katie. You remind me of my G. He was dead ass with it. You think he played that every time?
He probably did.
How do you think he had sex with this car?
Through the exhaust.
Why did you know that so fast?
I'm thinking of holes.
Is that the only one in the car?
Nope.
Wait. So again, you don't know where Zanzibar is, but you know how to speak monkey. And you know exactly how people have sex with cars. You have got to get off YouTube and TikTok. You are clearly on the wrong part. It's just shit you just shouldn't know. Why do you wait? So you can have position sex?
Yes. Imagine if he got under the hood of that thing.
Wait.
On them little rolly things?
Wait. It just rolled up. Now the car's on top of him.
Oh, reverse cowgirl?
Oh, my God. He spins it around under the car. Wait. Yo, I got so many questions about homie. Number one, why a 2008?
Reliable.
Okay. That's what that is. That and, makes sense. And she's been around the block. She know what she's doing.
You said it was a Toyota Avalon?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, those models are not as sharp around the edges.
Not exactly the models you normally sleep with, but okay. I see what you did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sharp around the edges, you say?
Because the newer, think about it. Think about a newer Toyota Avalon. It's crisp lines going around. It may, if something hits you, it might mess you up.
So she a freak.
If you're trying to have relations.
That Yoda boy. Mm. I mean, and he's a faithful man. Because several years, this is the only car he was sleeping with, apparently. This is a good guy. I don't know if arresting him was the right move.
Was he trying to have a Corolla?
Wait, what? What do you mean? Why do you, wait. Okay.
All right. You get it?
No, yes, I get it. Yeah. Hit the brakes. Hit the damn brakes. Wait. Wait, you think the headlights ever came on? Like, wait.
Oh, Herbie?
Yes.
That yes. car just rocking.
Yes. Ooh, check that engine. Yo. Yo, and if you're going to have sex with my car, at least you could do is change the oil, too. Uh-huh. You got to change the oil now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's only right. You remember the Knight Rider car?
Yeah.
You imagine somebody try to put their penis into the Knight Rider car?
Oh, it's all back to you. That's even better.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Nah, don't worry about it, man. Forget it. Forget it.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.